Greetings, members and friends. It's time once again for our weekly Sunday School preview. So thanks for joining me and welcome back. The summer quarter, entitled Justice in the New Testament, focuses on ways God demonstrates his justice and ways his people should follow his example. The August unit is entitled Paul Teaches About New Life in Christ and has four lessons that offer Paul's teachings about just and merciful behavior. Those who live the new life in Christ are called to imitate God's just and merciful nature through their actions toward others, including their enemies. This Sunday's lesson is entitled Global Economic Justice or Charitable Equity for All. In this week's lesson, Apostle Paul tells the Corinthians the importance of giving as a sign of Christian love. The Corinthians had already begun a collection for some in need, but had not completed it. Paul asked them to complete what they had started and use the church in Macedonia as an example of unselfish giving. Paul said that those with the means should share with those without the means so that both would have enough. Paul expresses that this is not a command, but it does stand to prove the sincerity of our love. Not that any should give that they may suffer to relieve the suffering of others, but so that there may be equity in the body of Christ. This tells us that all should tithe. By tithing, those with more give more, and the abundance is used to cover the shortfall of those who have less. But Paul suggests we don't stop with tithing. In fact, he doesn't even mention tithing because his focus is not on the tithe, but on an offering. He is asking them to give over and above what they are already giving in order to assist a brother or sister in need. James tells us that if we refuse to come to the aid of a brother or sister in need when we have the means to help them, then we have denied the faith. James chapter 2, verse 16. It is more blessed to give than to receive. So many in the church look more for what they can receive than what they can give. Unselfish giving, whether it is time, money, or talent, is the mark or sign of the love of God working in the Christian heart. So let us look for ways to be givers and to demonstrate our love for God and others. Well, that's all for this week's preview. Be sure to join me in Sunday School this week for a fuller discussion of this lesson and the general topic of justice in the New Testament. So until then, grace and peace.